USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are profoundly honored to be your guests for this historic state visit.
Royal reception, President Trump and the First Lady in London, a busy first day during the state visit, as the President meets with the Queen of England at a lavish state dinner, Queen Elizabeth dressed in a royal white dress with white gloves, President Trump in a black tux with white shirt and white bow tie.
Thank you for your warm welcome, for this beautiful weather, your gracious hospitality, and Your Majesty's nearly seven decades of treasured friendship with the United States of America.
The violence in Chicago at an all-time high, murder after murder. This weekend alone, an astounding 52 people shot, 10 people killed. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson telling reporters,
"Yeah, we still have more work to do."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Leaders from Mexico meeting with members of the Trump administration to discuss tariffs.
A delegation is in Washington, D.C. for talks as President Trump threatens across-the-board tariffs in an effort to get the country to do more to stop the flow of migrants across the southern border. Republican AG from Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News this is what needs to be done.
Well, obviously the president has been concerned about this for a long time. He's been talking about problems with Mexico allowing illegal immigration through their own country and then into our country for his entire administration. Hopefully, with this threat of a tariff, we will get action by Mexico to actually at least protect our border if they don't want to protect their own.
As far as how Mexico has responded, the Attorney General tells Fox News,
well, it looks like they are responding. They immediately sent people up to Washington to talk, and as you just suggested, those talks are beginning and hopefully in earnest, and hopefully Mexico will take this seriously and respond to what the President is asking, which is just stop the illegal flow and we can keep these tariffs off.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The man who throws a child off a balcony at the Mall of America in Minnesota sentenced. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The man who confessed to throwing a five-year-old boy from a balcony at Minnesota's Mall of America in April will serve 19 years in prison. Emmanuel Aranda was sentenced on Monday morning after agreeing to a plea deal several weeks earlier. The mother of the young victim, who is still recovering but is expected to survive, addressed the court before the defendant's sentencing. She forgave Aranda but said she was in favor of the maximum sentence for him.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 5 points to close at 24,819. The Nasdaq down a whopping 120 points. The S&P 500 down 7 points. Staying now with news about the economy, the impact of a trade war with China, and now with Mexico, one of the factors leading to another drop in the price of gasoline this week. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The other factor is a decrease in the price of oil that is down almost $5 from last week to $52.67 a barrel. That compares to $66 back in April. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest figures.
The national average gallon of gasoline in the U.S. has shed another 2 cents per gallon. The nation's average now $2.81 per gallon. We now stand about 14 cents lower than where we were last year on the state.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.